This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. A Denver man was staying near the Gaza Strip when Hamas launched missiles into Israel. CPR's Paolo Jalsita reports.
Barry Curtis Lusher, a former national chair for the Anti-Defamation League, had just arrived in Israel with his wife and friends on Friday and was staying about 40 miles from the Gaza Strip. On Saturday, he woke up to sirens, explosions, and was rushed into a bomb shelter. Now he's waiting to see if they can fly out on Tuesday.
And so while we're still told to stay near the bomb shelters, listen for sirens, the airport, a lot of the airlines are not flying.
I'm Paolo Jalsita, CPR News.
Barry Curtis Lusher is a former chair of Colorado Public Radio's board of directors. Denver City Council is asking Mayor Mike Johnston to change his budget. The council wants more than $4 million to continue the city's basic income project and close to $7 million for expanding a program to send mental health professionals instead of police to people in crisis. A company that uses 3D printing to build concrete-based houses is relocating to Colorado and expanding its operations in Greeley. CPR's Megan Verlee has more.
The company, called Alquist 3D, uses robotic technology to create both homes and infrastructure, like curbs and drainages. It says its approach could lower housing costs and speed up construction time. Alquist's Greeley headquarters will include a showroom and production facility staffed by around 80 employees. The company is getting around $4 million in state and local tax incentives to make the move. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
More than 1,000 people turned out Sunday at Red Rocks for Run the Rocks to raise money for lung cancer. There was a 5K and a 1.3-mile event. Matt Bowers from Littleton lost his wife to lung cancer, even though she was a runner who never smoked.
The truth is that it is out there everywhere. And so whatever you can do to get your lungs checked, get screened at your annual physical, especially if you're a woman, I mean, I think it really is something that's pretty important.
The event raised $175,000 for the American Lung Association. This is CPR News.